I would say Back 40 Back was probably written.
I mean, we wrote it a long time.
I mean, when Fire After All was written around that same time. So that would have been, I mean, deluxe of, I mean, we were cutting those vocals for the deluxe of What You See Is What You Get in my study at my house.
Right.
And you'd come and like taped all that stuff in there.
Yeah.
I don't think I cut vocals in a studio until growing up.
Yeah.
Like literally, final vocals for an album were always cut in like a bedroom or like a closet or like, I'm not sure why, to be honest, at this point.
And we had just gotten the barn.
We built that
totally
studio.
Dialed in, finally.
And it flooded
and that
the
weekend,
first week.
Yes.
That we
was
got
unbelievable.
Finished. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And destroyed all
that
the carpet.
Sweet.
And I was coming out of COVID, and then you're like, yeah, the studio flooded, and we got to set it up in the man barn. And
yeah,
I was
you
like,
were like dying. I was dying and stuff, dude. It was brutal times. Because you had to build. You went and bought. You and Nudie went and bought 2x4s and
built a vocal booth.
A vocal booth with comforters from Walmart in the. In the pole barn,
yeah,
because the studio floated
out.
Yeah, but we wrote that at my house. Yeah, I mean, I think that was probably my first time writing with Jeff.
What about Driver?
I know me and Rob had written with Jeff on. We wrote a song called Hush Puppies, actually.
I remember this song.
Dude, I've heard that song.
I remember that song.
Pretty great song.
Writing with Jeff is just so different because he's, you know, he probably don't own a guitar in standard tuning. First off,
you got that gut string.
That
was hard to emulate. What he did.
Definitely. I mean, it's like a lot of times I feel like when he's playing, even on a work tape, it sounds like two people are playing.
It's awesome, man. He's an artist in that playing too, which is like guys like Travis Meadows, Tony Lane.
Yeah, totally.
They have that.
This
Jonathan
unique,
Singleton has it.
It's a unique thing, right? It's a distinguishable.
I feel like that song also was part of a few songs that sort of contributed to you doing the getting up and growing old. Idea,
sure.
Because we were working on that first half of the album, and there was too many good songs that we weren't going to put on there, and you didn't think you were going to do a deluxe. And Back 40 Back for me was probably my favorite of that bunch that wasn't.
It was
make
on
it.
And off and on and off and on and off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then you kind of went, "Hey, I'm just going to do this," and I was like, "Wow, that's pretty cool."
Yeah.